There were six of them in total. Four standing, two on the ground, bound tight in tarpaulin. Standing over the bodies, a woman and three men stood beside a cliff face that overlooked the dark, rolling peaks of a massive landfill. Four badges between them, one individual suspended. That didn't alter the bond they shared. Trauma was more adhesive than any glue. "Is this the deepest point?" Madison asked. She was battered and blood-spattered, dressed incongruously in a boxing vest and satin fight shorts. "I can't see any part that might be deeper," replied Seabreeze, the slight but wiry man who'd brought them here. "We don't have long," Christopher reminded them. Clearly he was jittering with nerves, the hard man-shaven scalp exposed as a lie. Brendan Foley, the man who had started it all, the suspended officer, said nothing. He couldn't. His mind had turned blank. Had he meant to kill the men down there? Yes. Should he have killed them? No. But in those fraught moments when the blood had pumped harder than ever, there hadn't been time to sweat the details. It was either him or them. So he'd made sure it was them.